At the United Nations Special Session on AIDS, delegates are discussing how to deliver AIDS drugs to the world's poorest nations. One relatively cheap way to have an immediate effect is to treat pregnant women around the time of childbirth. That would prevent children from becoming infected, although their mothers would still die of AIDS. And that's a growing problem as AIDS orphans overwhelm many countries. In the Western Hemisphere, Haiti is the country hardest hit by the epidemic, and 250,000 orphans roam the streets and countryside. NPR's Richard Knox reports on some doctors who are trying to reverse the trend.
High on a mountain overlooking Port-au-Prince sits a mansion that has seen better days. It once belonged to the family of the dictator Baby Doc Duvalier. Now the mansion echoes with the voices of children. This is Rainbow House, the only orphanage for children with HIV in the entire country. There are tens of thousands of such children. Rainbow House can accommodate only 34. Robert Panette, a Haitian businessman, and his Canadian wife Danielle founded Rainbow House 6 years ago. Panette says many children with HIV don't get medical care.
You know, they refer you to another physician, you know, when they know you're infected. And that's always a fight, you know, for those kids to get treatment to the hospital, to get treatment from the physician.
Je m'appelle Joseph Millen. Je m'appelle Adelson Magdala.
Je m'appelle Daniel Jolie.
Rainbow House orphans get medicine for the infections they often suffer, and seven of them are even getting some anti-HIV drugs sent by sympathetic American doctors. But only one is getting triple drug treatment that can arrest the progress of AIDS. The others are on a two-drug regimen that's bound to fail. So every few months, there's another funeral for a Rainbow House orphan. AIDS treatment at Rainbow House is minimal. But in Port-au-Prince, a city of 2 million, where tens of thousands have AIDS, the situation is even more desperate.
I've been seeing those patients since 1979.
Dr. Marie-Marcel Deschamps is a doctor in the only clinic in Haiti devoted to AIDS. She says patients and families often plead for the miraculous HIV drugs available in America.
Because they hear radio, you know, and they come to say, doctor, do you know they're having in Africa, they're having in Brazil, what about Haiti? So it's not anger, it's just asking the questions, why? Why they can and we cannot? So justice, we don't know where it is.
Deschamps beckons us to a small, stuffy room with floral curtains and ceiling fans. It's the room where they keep the medical records.
When I come here, it just showed me the disaster that AIDS can do to a country.
The room is crammed with tall metal filing cabinets. The file numbers go up beyond 54,000 cases.
I'm just going to read for you myself what I have here. That person has a number. 36,481. She's a female. Was not using condom, never. On April 17 was the date where she was supposed to come back. She did not show up. So social worker went after her. And on the chart, you have a note for the physician, died in April 29. That's quite sad.
Across the courtyard in a consulting room sits one of the current casualties, a young woman with high cheekbones and sad eyes. On her lap is a listless child whose arms and legs are spotted with sores.
Le Voltaire Emanuela, Voltaire Sonia. Emanuela a 4 ans.
Emanuela is 4 years old and her name is Sonia, the mother.
Deschamps has been treating Sonia since 1995. Sonia says she found out she had HIV only when her six-year-old son got sick with AIDS. By that time, she was pregnant with Emanuela.
Okay. What she said is that she herself had suspected the husband to be infected. So she asked the husband to do the AIDS test, and he refused to do the test.
Not only did he refuse, he beat Sonia when she insisted.
And since then, she never see him. She heard only she died, when he died. But she gave birth while he was away and was dead already in 1998.
If you had the triple drugs therapy available, would these children and Sonia be candidates for them?
Definitely, definitely, yes.
Dr. Bill Popp is Haiti's leading AIDS expert. He directs the project where Marie Deschamps works. Popp wants to expand treatment of AIDS, but if it's not done methodically, he says, his clinic will collapse under the demand.
We want to do things that we can do, and there's this Haitian proverb which says that you should hang your shirt in a place where your arm can reach it. So essentially, this has been our motto.
But Popp and his colleagues are reaching further these days. So far, Haiti has not adopted the practice, used in a few other places, of giving women an anti-AIDS drug at the time of delivery. This reduces HIV transmission to the baby, but it only saves the baby's life. The mother is still doomed to die from AIDS. Popp feels that's unethical.
We think that care should be given to the mother to guarantee her survival for the very survival of the child that you want to help. Because we feel that it's no use if the goal is to protect the child and the mother is going to die, then it is self-defeating.
So Popp and his colleagues have targeted HIV-infected women who have just given birth to be the first to get life-saving triple drug therapy. Half the women will be monitored with the full range of costly blood tests standard in America. The other half will get a more streamlined regimen. Within 2 years, Popp expects to know if this cheaper method is just as good. Up in the mountain at Rainbow House, the children are marching to their evening meal, served in the open air at brightly painted tables and chairs. Robert Panette, the co-director of the orphanage, points to Marlene, the only child here getting the three-drug treatment routine in rich countries. A few months ago, Marlene was near death. The Panettes scrounged up a donation of protease inhibitor, a potent AIDS drug. But the supply is about to run out.
This will be terrible if we can find treatment for her, you know, to continue, to save her. If we save the life of the children, you save life, you know, of the world.
Before sitting down to a supper of hot cereal, the children say grace. Haiti's options are stark. It can slow the spread of AIDS through condoms and education. With the world's help, it can treat pregnant women with HIV and at least some infected mothers to prevent their children from becoming orphans. Or it can try to build more orphanages. But it's doubtful there will ever be enough. Richard Knox, NPR News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.